I said two Pirkei Tehillim in just a few minutes. In response to recent tragedies and their ongoing implication, I just want to contextualize that for a moment. One of the central lessons of Parshas Chayesara is the primacy of empathy. More than anything else, Eliezer, in looking for a wife for Yitzhak, is looking for someone who is profoundly aware of the tzaras of others without even being asked. As we grow in our empathy, we, as a result, come bump up against one of the central lessons of Parshas Vayera more and more frequently. And that is that we often come across situations that we are not fully equipped to make sense of. And that certainly is the case here. But if we look forward into Chumash Bereishis, Yaakov Avinu does, and the Avos in general, do equip us with a toolkit of responses even when we can't make sense of the why. And we know that part of our response is practical, both in terms of securing ourselves, something we have done, we'll continue to move forward with. Practical in terms of reaching out to people who are in need and seeing how we can practically support them, how we can emotionally support them. A part of the response is ruchni. A part of the ruchni response is cheshbon nefesh, and that's something that we do personally. Cheshbon nefesh, the Gemara tells us repeatedly that when tzaras happened to Klal Yisrael, part of our response needs to be to ask ourselves what tikkunim we can make. Not to look to the fellow over there or to the fellow over there. For every Jew to ask himself, how can I change and how can I grow? And a part of the spiritual response, of course, is to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to remind ourselves thereby that ultimately efforts are on us, but results are on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so we turn now to Ribbono Shel Olam and Tefillah. We're going to say two Pirkei Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, the second of the Shir HaMaalos, and Kuf Mem Beis. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to continue to keep Klal Yisrael safe and to give support to those who are hurting in Pittsburgh and elsewhere.